Okay, so this session on reconciliation strategy for churches is largely, although not totally, about discipline. So we had a little bit of a conversation about that yesterday. And what he wanted to do was to highlight seven principles to help reconciliation be a core aspect of the church's philosophy of ministry. Okay, so let me say that again. Seven principles to make reconciliation a core aspect of local church philosophy of ministry. The first is to build a culture where communication, problem solving, conflict resolution are valued at all levels of ministry and at all times. Jay Adams, and Steve used to travel with Jay Adams. So they were friends, they'd known each other well, and they went and did, they called them on the roads, and they literally got in an RV and drove out various places, and their hope was that they could get 30 people in a room to talk about biblical counseling. And Jay Adams used to have a plaque that said, problems are for solving. Problems are for solving. Steve tells a story. I know a part of the story, and I don't have a better one, so I'm just going to tell his. I realize that's so weird, right? Sometimes I have, there's other pastors who tell my stories. I mean, it's so weird. You're telling my story. But anyway, I'm doing it, okay? I'm doing it. I once had, this only happened one time, but Steve was unable to return from a ministry trip. So he calls me and says, I'm not gonna make it back to preach. You're on in the morning. That was Saturday night when that happened. And so I printed off his notes. I came to the office and I said, okay, I need to get this in my head. And the very first words were, Chris and I were married 31 years ago. So guess what I did on Sunday morning? Chris and I were married 31 years ago. And it was a good, funny little humor. So this is another one of his stories. He was relatively new at Faith, and Pastor Bill Good was still the senior pastor, and Steve was his associate. And Steve saw, just in, you know, one of those God's sovereignty kind of moments, happenstance things, he sees a woman who is a part of Faith in a car driving off with a guy who isn't her husband. So Steve, being the younger pastor at the time, goes into Pastor Good's office and says, hey, I saw this. I don't know what we're supposed to do about this, but I saw it. And Bill Good gets up out of his chair, puts his hat on, grabs his coat, and says, go get your coat. He's like, what are we doing? We're going over to their house. Right then. He was like, I know the guy works second shift. He's probably not asleep yet. So we're going to go and get him up if we have to. Now, as it turned out, it was like her cousin. So it was a family member giving her a ride to go pick up a vehicle that was in the shop or something like that. So it was no big deal. But apparently Pastor Good's approach, and I never met Pastor Good, but apparently his approach to problem solving was grab your hat and grab your coat, let's go over, and we'll just talk to him about it. And one of the realities is they actually appreciated that. Wow, thank you for caring for us like that. That's a cultural matter. That's a church culture matter. A lot of times we're scared to do that. We're afraid of what might happen if we do that kind of thing. And yet, it may just be simply an aspect of love for one another. In John 13, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And what's the new part of the commandment? I mean, were they commanded to love one another in the Old Testament? Yes. So what's the new part?
As I have
as I have loved you. Now you have watched Messiah love you. And as a result, you're to follow in that illustration. Then, because Spirit-filled people care for one another, that's a reason for developing a culture that says we're going to be about communication and problem solving and conflict resolution. We're going to try to solve things as fast as we can. I actually believe that this cultural mindset is one of the reasons that you see people at Faith stay so long. You know, if you look across many churches, you don't find staff members who stay for decades. So I think Pastor Virus has been here for 35 years. Most people don't know, however, that Brent Oakwin has been here for 25. He was hired essentially the day after Bill Goode died. So those who don't know the story, Bill Goode was off and ministering at a college, teaching on biblical counseling, came home, had a heart attack, and died. Talk about going with your boots on. I mean, that is exactly what happened to him. Well, as the church was sort of figuring out, well, what we're going to do, he was already serving here. And they just brought him right on. So he served his entire career right here. Most people have seen the Trey and Deb video many times. Some of you have probably shown the video and talked about it. People don't realize that Trey has been on staff for 22 years. Many of the people who are here have been here for a long time. Well, how do you achieve that? You know, the idea of, you know, staff members staying for 2 years and then off they go somewhere else, that just hasn't been the reality here. And I think one answer to that, not the only, but one answer is a culture of communication, problem solving, and conflict resolution. So there's not this building up of problems and issues. And you know, if you create the opposite culture, it really creates some big time challenges for everyone. I've only been on staff at one other church, and I didn't know how that community worked, but I learned after I got there that the normal MO was once you got irritated, you just church planted. Which essentially meant a group of people just left and started another church. And so the community had far fewer people than a town like Lafayette and far more churches. But why was that? Split after split after split after split. In fact, one of the churches, the largest one in the community, had three pastors. And they were really doing some amazing things. God was blessing like crazy. But they all got sideways with each other, and all three of them became senior pastors in the same town of different churches. So any loyalties that existed were just brought to, they split the whole place apart. And that was kind of the way the town worked. Well, I'm really glad for a culture that says we're going to communicate, we're going to problem solve, we're going to try to resolve our conflicts quickly, so that this is happening at a church level. You know, we were talking yesterday primarily about individual levels, but this is at a church level, creating a culture where these things are welcomed, they are encouraged, and they are done quickly. Spirit-filled people care for one another. Isn't that what Galatians implies? Galatians 5, verses 16 to 26 highlight what being spiritual means. And then Galatians 6, 1, brethren, if any have caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual, what are you supposed to do? Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. So spirit-filled people take enough action to ensure that they are helping their brother and sister in their areas of struggle. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, well, I'm not my brother's keeper? You know, what's really fascinating.